What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Getting into the week here, we have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to put your call on the air with your comments and questions when you call on in. And everybody is still pounding on this Parkland shooting. Everybody's trying to exploit it for their own ends. Some are blaming white males for it. Of course, the NRA, and everybody's just basically making political hay on all of this. So we're going to be launching into Parkland for the first part of the show, which means I'm probably going to get banned on YouTube again. But I want to start the program here with this quote from Thomas Jefferson. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. That's Thomas Jefferson. And there is no question we're entering into a phase of extreme government tyranny over our lives. You will have your vaccines. You will eat the GMO. You will do this. You will not do that. Sing Heil, Sing Heil, Sing Heil. So, DC, DC, Uber, Alice. Now, as you know, one of the teachers at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Stacy Lippell, was grazed by a bullet when she was trying to get her students back into the classroom and get them under lock and key. And when she was interviewed on Good Morning America last Wednesday, she described the shooter as wearing full SWAT-style tactical garb. In fact, at first, she thought this was a police officer, except the officer was just shooting in every direction here. And he had body armor and a rifle that Stacy said she couldn't recognize. It's an unusual gun. And so more and more people are starting to say, what's going on here? Because you have all the eyewitnesses to Nicholas Cruz who are saying he was just dressed like a normal student, that he wasn't wearing any of this kind of gear. And so obviously there is another shooter out there, or that was the shooter for which Nicholas Cruz has been set up to take the fall for. So this story is falling apart faster than the Mandalay Bay shooting as well. Now, the emergency medical technicians, the first responders, are now starting to go more public and say they're very angry because they're saying the normal procedure in a mass casualty event, you don't wait for the police to clear the scene. You go on in, you get the patients, and they're very angry, saying they could have saved lives. A lot of the fatalities were students who simply bled out because nobody was there to stop the bleeding. And it almost seems like somebody wanted to maximize the number of casualties to maximize the emotional impact and political usability of this obviously staged shooting. But the EMTs are out there saying they were literally forbidden by the Broward cowards, the sheriffs, from going on in and potentially saving the victims here. Now, the Florida Speaker, Richard Corcoran, is out there taking issue, saying there are numerous reports of a standout order to deputies during the school shooting. Well, now Broward County Sheriff's Office has changed their story. And it's no longer a case of these four deputies simply cowering behind. Broward County is admitting the deputies were ordered not to enter the Florida school, and they're saying the reason was because they'd forgotten their body cameras, and they're not allowed to go into an action like this without their body cameras on and recording, and that's why they were not allowed to go on in. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, interestingly enough, we're now getting a report that the police also lost radio communication during this shooting. Now, this is a modern, well-equipped police department. There shouldn't be a radio blackout at the school in the middle of the community. Don't forget, during the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting last year, there was a radio blackout as well. So somebody appears to have been jamming police communications, just jamming the channels. This was a professional hit. This wasn't some deranged kid. I mean, I'll grant you Nicholas Cruz is deranged. He's on these medications and everything, but he was set up and used as a patsy. Now, over at MSNBC, as you know, Trump's idea of arming the school staff is not going over very well with the gun grabbers. They want us to completely disarm and rely on, well, the Broward County Sheriff's Office to protect us when the next mass shooting happens, which, for obvious reasons, we should not be doing. Remember, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. So over at MSNBC, Stephanie Ruhle was out there explaining why it's a bad idea to arm teachers. And she was comparing the differences between an AR-15 and the sort of handgun a teacher would wear, showing that the AR-15 fires bullets much, much faster and has a longer range than a handgun. Well, in a classroom or in a corridor, that's irrelevant. With a handgun, that other shooter is still within your range, but they're still out there trying to sell this idea. Oh, it's a bad idea. We have to go for total disarmament. We can't arm the teachers. That'll make the problem worse. Actually, no. Arming the teachers and staff is going to convince the shooter to maybe leave his AR-15 at home and go do something else for the day. Go to a baseball game. Go to a basketball game. Do something like that. That's the reason to have an armed populace, to give the people who have bad intent a reason to go someplace else. Now, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And, again, the gun grabbers are still out there pushing this idea that we can trust the police to take care of us when some bad things happen. No, you can't. The police are rarely, if ever, present while a crime is actually being committed. They're happy to show up after it's all over, clean up the mess, put up that little yellow tape all over the place, have their pictures taken by the newspapers standing over the dead bodies and acting like they're relevant to what's going on here. But the performance of both the police and especially the Broward Coward's actions in Parkland tell us why we cannot and should not allow ourselves to be disarmed and made to be dependent on the police. I mean, remember what happened down at that church. The church security guard stopped a mass shooting event. The police showed up and shot the security guard. There's a whoopsie for you. So, and I want to say, the majority of police are probably okay. The ones on prescription antidepressants, you got to watch out for. But the fact is, they're not going to be there. People with bad intent aren't going to commit the crime while they see a police car or uniforms right in front of them. They wait until the police go away. And that is why citizens have a right to defend their own homes with whatever weapons they choose to use. Every year in this country, over 1.5 million crimes are thwarted in progress by law-abiding citizens with legally owned firearms. The police can't match that record. They don't thwart crimes. They show up afterwards promising justice or retribution, which is another word for if we find the guy, we'll exact some kind of a revenge. You know, and let's be practical. The police didn't prevent my car from being stolen, and they're not even looking for the car thieves. They're just saying it's a huge problem. We don't know what to do. Now, Andrew Pollock, whose daughter was killed during the Parkland shooting, was on Fox News. And basically, he blasted the media for just this constant focus on gun control rather than the issue of school safety. And he's absolutely right. It's very obvious what the liberals are doing with this, as they've done with all these other false flags, Columbine, Sandy Hook, all of them. Every 2 years, we can expect another one of these. Boom, 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 boom. Obvious false flag. Oh, you got to give us your guns. No, we do not. We have a Second Amendment in this country that allows us to have arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. Now, Michelle Malkin came on out on her show and tore into Broward County Superintendent Robert Runcie, who was on TV saying they had absolutely no advance warning that Nicholas Cruz was any kind of a danger to the school. And of course they did. The warnings were all over the place. Everybody's lying to cover their gluteus maximus on this one here.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Article out of the Daily Bell. The FBI and the sheriff either failed miserably before the Parkland shooting or much worse. It's another one of these articles saying this looks like this was set up to happen. They tagged this kid, Nicholas Cruz, from his Facebook post and said, here's somebody we can turn into the image of a mass killer. And we'll set him up, get him on there, and we'll have our gun-grabbing agenda going forward. Now, shock jock Howard Stern is out there eviscerating the gun control argument. He's using the analogy of sheep and wolves. And he says, every night, the wolves pick off a couple of us, and it's time for the sheep to get a gun and shoot the wolves and save their families. Now, as you know, Trump has signed an executive order regarding the bump stocks. And this is a very controversial issue. Now, the bump stocks were originally invented to allow people who had had their hands damaged, military veterans and so forth, to be able to shoot these guns. But depending upon how you hold it, it can turn your weapon into a rapid-fire weapon, which, again, if it's an AR-15, especially with the phenolic stocks, it'll wear out really quickly. And it's a waste of ammunition. And maybe I'm exposing my bias as a black powder junkie. You know, you shoot one at a time. You learn to make that shot count. So anyway, everybody's now talking about the bump stocks, and it's certainly not something I would ever care to own. I don't even have a gun that would take a bump stock. That's just where we are. But the purpose of the Second Amendment is that the people be armed equally to the government, such that the government is deterred from abusing the people. It's like that quote from Thomas Jefferson I opened the show with, that our present government is abusive is beyond argument. We are overtaxed, and the money is not spent on our domestic needs, but is poured all over Israel and the war machine. Refugees and illegal immigrants are treated better by our government than our homeless veterans. And therefore, I am forced to conclude that bump stocks or any other device that allows the law-abiding citizen to match the force of the government's enforcers is sadly and tragically necessary. And it's an ugly reality we have to live with, but it is reality. Now, a lot of people have been talking about David Hogg. Apparently, he asked to be on Alex Jones' show, and Alex agreed, and then David canceled. And a lot of information is coming out about him. Apparently, he wasn't really a student at Parkland, in Parkland. Apparently, he actually graduated Redondo Union High School like a year ago, according to the latest reports we're getting on that. So he's a crisis actor here. And he even said in his yearbook photo he wants to work for CNN, where his mother's a VIP. His father is former FBI, but here's where it gets interesting. His father currently works for a company called CSS that produces shooter training systems that use the same laser-aimed rifle described by the teacher who saw the guy in full metal gear. That's what he does now, shooting simulations. So they're not really an anti-gun family. Dad makes a lot of money off of guns and training people how to use guns. Now, just a reminder that AR-15s are, in fact, useful to ordinary citizens. Apparently, WGN9 is reporting that there was an issue in Harbor Drive up in Illinois where some neighbors got into an argument and one of them attacked the other with a knife. And Dave Thomas witnessed the attack on his neighbor, grabbed his AR-15 out of his home and ordered the attacker to stop and held him there until the police arrived. Because obviously the police weren't there to stop the knife attack. Had it been carried through to its conclusion, they would have shown on up, taped yellow tape all over the place, and stood there to have their pictures taken with the body and say, yes, this was a terrible tragedy, and we should have a 15-day waiting period on knives. Now, another one of the arguments you keep hearing from the gun grabbers is that America leads the world in mass murders. Oh, horror of horrors. As it turns out, this is completely untrue. which has never stopped a liberal from espousing a particular issue. But a study of global mass shooting incidents from 2009 to 2015 by John Lott's Crime Prevention Research Center finds that the United States does not lead the world in mass shootings. When measured by death per million population, the U.S. isn't even in the top 10. Norway is tops, with a mass shooting death rate of 1.888 per million. High no doubt because of the rifle assault by political extremist Anders Breivik. Number two is Serbia, followed by France, Macedonia, and Albania, Slovakia, Finland, Belgium, and the Czech Republic. The United States comes in at number 11. So that's another liberal gun grabber lie. We do not have the most mass shootings of any country on earth. Moving on down here. The problem is there's no such thing as an assault rifle. It's a catch-all phrase that's used to describe a scary-looking gun. It has no legal or technical definition. The AR-15 in its basic form is no different from a semi-automatic hunting rifle. And in point of fact, the hunting rifle is actually far more lethal, because hunting rifles are designed to knock down and kill, and military-style weapons are designed to wound. And yes, they will kill, but the thinking behind the wounding is that if you merely wound your enemy soldier, you take a total of three enemies out of action, because it's going to take two of them to take care of the one who got shot. And that's why modern military arms are intended to do more wounding than killing, even though they still kill. Now, the AR-15, it looks military because it's based on the M16, but it is not an M16. It's a semi-automatic weapon, and it is useful for target shooting, home defense. I wouldn't recommend it for hunting because that would be unnecessarily cruel to the animals. But in the minds of a liberal, AR equals machine gun, because they're uninformed and they don't understand that the AR is not a machine gun. Machine guns, fully automatic weapons, are not exactly banned, but they're made very, very, very difficult to get a hold of. You have to have the license. You have to pay a huge, huge tax. I'm not even sure why anybody would want a machine gun, but they are actually still legal to own in this country. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, and you have to wrap your minds around this. Back in 2008, the United States Supreme Court ruled the Second Amendment applies to individual U.S. citizens and may include military weapons. And the Supreme Court ruled that the guarantee of the right to bear arms pertains to individuals, and not, as some insist, to some government-operated militia. All the other rights in the Bill of Rights are considered individual rights. Now, the Second Amendment's prefatory clause, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, does mean citizens have a right to bear military weapons, because today's military has sophisticated weapons the government didn't have in the 18th century. To ban individual right to own such weapons would effectively render meaningless that prefatory clause, the well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And again, the U.S. Supreme Court in the United States versus Miller reaffirmed, we citizens have a right to the same military-style weapons carried by government soldiers. That is the law. And the liberals are out there desperate to try and disarm us so we can be more easily controlled. And I don't feel like being controlled. I don't. Certainly not by people who think that boys and girls are exactly the same thing or somewhere in between, or all the other nonsense they've come out with here. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to come on back with some domestic political news, and we'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got an email from somebody saying that the 223 was actually designed to kill. And it's been very, very controversial. Not everybody agrees with that. The reason for the small caliber or the NATO standard, by international agreement, these guns are supposed to wound. And again, the thinking is in terms of numbers of people in the conflict zone. Because if you shoot somebody and you just wound them, then it takes two more people to take care of them. Now, the 223 is controversial because even though it's a narrow caliber, it's very long. And it has a tendency to tumble once it enters the target and cause a great deal more damage. Okay, now let's see. somebody sent me another report, as long as we're on the topic of the Broward Coward's body cameras. Apparently, the police who responded to Seth Rich's murder had misplaced their body cameras. Or actually, they were removed and sent to evidence holding, and they disappeared from the evidence locker. Golly gee whiz, what a thing here. Okay, let's get to the domestic corruption, because there's a lot of it here. It's being described as a triple pounder, nothing burger, and this is the Democrats' FBI surveillance memo. And it really is a lot of thunder and no lightning. absolutely no evidence whatsoever for any of the claims made in it, except that it does, in fact, admit that the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation took this dodgy dossier funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign and took it to the FISA court to get their warrants to spy on Trump's associates. Now, that is a major scandal right there, and something should be done with it. But I can understand why the Democrats' memo is so weak. They don't have anything to work with. Mueller's special counsel office is flinging indictments all over the place for things completely unrelated to his original mission, which was to document that there was collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians in the 2016 elections. They have been looking for over a year. They've spent more than $10 million. They've found nothing. And Mueller is trying to justify his funding by just going after the small fry, flinging dossiers all over the place here. Now, Devin Nunes is signaling there is going to be a whole bunch of subpoenas for current and former State Department officials regarding this dodgy dossier that the House Intelligence Committee says was improperly used to obtain that FISA court surveillance warrant to spy on the president's campaign. And these former and current officials will be hauled into Congress next week to answer publicly questions about the salacious and unverified anti-Trump dossier written by the former British spy Christopher Steele as opposition research for the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. And, of course, we'll cover that all here because you can bet there won't be a word of it on the corporate media. Now, Tom Fitton is out there. Apparently, he's filed a new lawsuit. Judicial Watch has filed a new lawsuit against the State Department trying to uncover the truth about why UN Ambassador Samantha Power requested more than 250 unmaskings of Trump officials from the surveillance data. Now, the normal way things are going is that unless you're thought to be an actual criminal, surveillance data obtained under a FISA warrant masks the names of the Americans being talked to, being communicated with. And for some reason, our ambassador to the United Nations requested unmaskings of 250 Trump officials. And Tom Fitton wants to know why. And Samantha Powers is not saying. And so now he's filed the lawsuit. All right, we're going to take a – well, no, actually, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to hold off on this phone call until after the commercial break. Now, as you know, in the dodgy dossier, one of the claims that was made was that this Russian entrepreneur, Alexei Gubarev, was using his computers to steal the U.S. presidential election. And as you know, BuzzFeed got this dossier. They very recklessly published it without doing the basic fact check on it, which is why they're now being sued by Gubarev. And BuzzFeed, in turn, is now suing other people saying, you messed us up here. But Gubarev is pointing on out that the list of IPs that were given in that dossier, they're not of his servers. They're someplace else. We don't know where they are. I haven't seen the IP numbers. But in his lawsuit, he's basically saying he has been defamed and he has suffered business losses because of these accusations that he was involved. And in any event, we know that the hack into the DNC servers wasn't really a hack. Experts have looked at the metadata on the files and said it was copied way too fast to be done over the internet. It had to be copied to a flash drive inside the offices. And obviously, most people, including yours truly, think it was Seth Rich. Seth Rich was the leak from the DNC to WikiLeaks for which he was killed because the WikiLeaks leaks stopped the day that he died. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. Before we get to the phone lines, though, a story just came across my desk here. This is from Fox News, no less. Apparently in Milwaukee, there was an attempted carjacking, and the suspect, the attempted carjacker, was probably very surprised to find out the driver of the car he was trying to jack carried a concealed weapon. And the carjacker was shot dead. And again, the police weren't there. In fact, we just put up a story about three New York police officers were trying to evacuate a woman from a burning building. And when one of the officers was overcome by smoke, they simply dropped her. Dropped her in the hallway and left the building, and she died of smoke inhalation. You have to be prepared. You have to be allowed to have the right to take care of yourself because the police aren't going to do it. Let's take some phone calls here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Maybe you could help me out with this. When Nicholas Cruz's mother passed away back in November, he had a guardian. Why didn't Nicholas stay with her? That's something I don't understand. And the couple that took him in, I read in the Guardian about 2 weeks ago, the father used to work for military intelligence. So do we really know who this couple is, and why did they take him in?
Well, I don't really know that part of the story all that well. Supposedly they were friends of the family, and then apparently Nicholas got into a disagreement with them, which is why he moved into this mobile home with his friend. But again, this could all be a carefully crafted story to say, yes, he was a loner and he had mental issues, which we all know he did. He was on these prescription psychiatric drugs. But I think he was being groomed. It's not like the FBI just all of a sudden picks somebody at random and says, you're going to be a patsy. When we look at all of these discredited terrorist arrest cases, they spend months, maybe even years, grooming somebody to turn them into something that they can use.
Right. Well, that's why I became very suspicious when I heard that the father used to work for military intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm moving on to the Russian probe, and this is a question which I cannot understand. I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but why are people taking the Fifth and pleading guilty if they didn't do anything?
Well, in the case of General Flynn, and by the way, he's retracting his guilty plea, they may have been set up and entrapped, and they figure that it's just going to be cheaper to plead guilty and pay the fine than deal with the massive legal bills of trying to fight the case out in court.
Well, that does make sense. That does make sense. Okay, well, thank you very much. You have a nice evening.
All right, same to you. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mark in Florida. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you today, Mike? I enjoy your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, devil's advocate here. I'm going to, full disclosure, I'm an attorney, a defense attorney for over 25 years. We talk about this Nicholas Cruz and that police or the FBI should have done something. And so this is what I pose to people who bring that up. Do what? Are they supposed to go out and say, gee, he looks dangerous, let's arrest him?
Well, under the Baker law, they could have grabbed him and held him for an evaluation. But I think there's no question that he should have been watched a lot more closely. But in the end, he had been banned from that campus. And this is another failure on the part of the Broward Cowards, in that he simply walked back onto the campus. He, in fact, had been banned being on the campus with a backpack previously, and then he was banned completely. So again, where was school security in terms of not letting this kid back onto the campus, especially carrying a rifle?
And I have no argument with that. I agree with that. But everyone keeps talking about how they went out there 39 times. I used to do involuntary commitments. It was called Title 25s as a prosecutor. Okay. They're kind of ugly, but they're hard to prove. Number one, you have to prove he's a danger to himself or the community. And, you know, we have, people are saying, well, the cop should have done something. Okay, I don't want to give these cops any discretion, saying, gee, you look dangerous. I think I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to pull you in because you might commit a crime, so we'll do an involuntary for 72 hours. It's one of those things they say, you should have done something after the fact, but really, what were they going to do? I'm not defending cops. I can't stand them. I have dealt with them for over 25 years, but yes. I don't get what they want them to do. What should we do? It's a strange, it's just a hypothetical for you. I don't know the answer.
Well,
I think I know the answer.
Again, in this case, there should have been an intervention. I mean, the Nicholas's behavior online, his behavior in real life, there were red warning flags. And maybe an involuntary commitment. Certainly, I would say that this was a clear case where he should have not been allowed to have guns. Apparently, the family he was living with did lock up the guns, but unfortunately, he either broke the lock or he had a key.
Well, listen, thank you for your time every day. Don't miss a show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. All right, let's get on back it here. Boy, there's a lot of stuff coming in from the members. Getting on back to the news, very alarming thing happened earlier today. Well, the NSA director, Mike Rogers, was out there basically complaining, I guess is a good word for it, that he had not been granted the authority to disrupt Russian cyber attacks targeting our elections at the source. That's the key phrase, at the source. Now, first of all, we need to start out saying there is absolutely no evidence that Russian cyber attacks targeted the elections. We have massive evidence of primary rigging by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC and Hillary Clinton. We have massive evidence of election fraud on the part of the Democrats in the 2016 elections. There's no evidence Russia had anything to do with it, but that's still the narrative. But what Mike Rogers is talking about when he says disrupt Russian cyber attacks at the source is he wants the authority to launch a cyber war against Russia, which is going to be extraordinarily provocative and very dangerous. And obviously, again, in the absence of any real evidence of Russian cyber attacks affecting our election, who's he planning on attacking? Is he just going to go after the banks? Is he going to try and hack the military systems? They're still pushing the story that the only irregularities in our elections come from Russia. They don't want to talk about the primary rigging by the DNC. They don't want to talk about Israel and AIPAC. It's blame Russia for everything. Russia stole my car. Putin, if you're listening to this, you owe me a new Honda. But they're still pushing that narrative, and they're pushing toward war because they don't know what else to do. They're going to risk blowing up the entire planet Earth because they can't think of anything else to do to get out of this mess they've created. Now, there's a lawsuit that's been filed up in the state of Pennsylvania by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and it basically addresses the fact that there are more than 100,000 non-citizens registered to vote in Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania is saying this is all because of a computer glitch linking driver's licenses to voter registration. And if you believe that one, I have some of Assad sarin gas to sell you. And apparently this Public Interest Legal Foundation has identified similar issues in Virginia and New Jersey. And they said Pennsylvania officials have admitted non-citizens have been registering and voting in the state for decades. Now, they're admitting to at least 12 million non-citizens in this country. The number's probably actually a lot higher because they've been using the 12 million figure for months now. 12 million strategically located can shift an entire election. That's what Hillary was counting on in 2016 to put her over the top. And illegal immigrants, non-citizens, are not allowed to vote, and we need to enforce that law. At the very least, we need to enforce that law before November. So President Trump, it's time to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start dealing with this issue of our flawed election and immigration systems, or you're going to be a one-term president. And the second half of your current term is going to be nothing, because if the Democrats steal the Congress this November, they'll be obstructionist. They will block everything that you try to do just so they can go into the 2020 campaign saying, Trump did nothing. He accomplished absolutely nothing. See? Okay, let's take another phone call. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I always like talking with you, Mike. I've been listening a lot of years with you, by the way, but that's another point. But, I heard you talking about that kid who got a hold of a weapon, a firearm, in the house. And, you know, I'm a firearm owner myself. And when I did buy my firearm, I bought a lock with it. All right.
Now, yes. Yes.
I bought the lock. I don't have kids. All right. But I got, in fact, you know what? Come to think of it, they gave me a lock for free. I thought that
was pretty
cool.
Very good of them. That was very good of them. I mean,
yeah. And therefore, if I have to babysit or my neighbor says, hey, would you watch my kids or something stupid or say their kids, I don't know, let's just say their kids could break into my house or something. I mean, but I guess if I had kids is my point that I'd put the lock on it, you know, and I would probably keep my ammunition somewhere else also. So you can't just blame this kid who's on psychotropic, you know, reuptake inhibitors or whatever the hell is going on. You can't blame doctors. You can't blame society. You know, it has to go down to the guardian of the child. And, but I guess nobody really wants to talk about that because everybody's a victim, possibly?
Well, first of all, you need to understand something. This Nicholas Cruz owned that weapon. He passed a background check, and he bought that weapon, and he owned it. But apparently he did some things with it, some selfies with it, where the people that he was living with decided that it really should be locked up. And they did, in fact, try and lock it up. But Nicholas owned that gun. And I'm in agreement that especially if young people are around, you should keep your guns locked up safely. You should keep the ammunition high up. Again, when I was growing up, every home had a gun cabinet. So, in fact, my grandfather was a cabinet maker, and he made a lot of gun cabinets for family members.
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, you got to have common sense, and I think people don't have that. Because if a kid is acting, thinking crazy, you know, I'm not just saying playing video games or... but if there's, you got to be able to detect that, and that's why I say, you know, I mean, parenting is one of the most greatest responsibilities a human can have, because parents are supposed to be the teachers of their children. They're not, you know, you can't depend on schools or anybody, you know, else besides influencing your child negatively, and that's what you should, you know. Parents should watch out for it too. But like I say, I'm not. I don't have kids. I mean, you know, it's a great responsibility. But you know, to have a child, you need to learn or teach the child how to, you know, how to see reality and to coexist in the world with, and you know, in a social sense with everybody else. And you know, you're going to have ups and downs. But I don't know what to tell you. It's just terrible. You know, maybe.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you. There should be more parenting, and the parents should be teaching morality and everything. Unfortunately, going back to the feminist movement of the 1990s, women were literally shamed into leaving their duties as housewives and mothers and sent into the workforce, which increased taxing opportunities for the government. And then once the tax laws were changed, they were locked into that. So the majority of households now, both parents are working, and as a result, children are being raised by social media, peer pressure at school, and you're right, the schools are not teaching morality. There's always somebody ready to sue on the basis of some religion. They're exposed to this desensitizing violence on entertainment and video games. But in the end, I'm not even sure that this Nicholas Cruz actually pulled the trigger. This is just shaping up to have been another staged false flag shooting to push the gun grabber agenda. Thought is, you know, what I went through when I was a kid worked perfectly. You get your first gun at age 12. You get the lesson about gun safety. It is rigidly enforced. And we just grew up with guns. They were just part of the environment. They weren't special. They weren't empowering. They were just another tool you used on the farm, like the tractor or the harvester or the combine. It was there for you to just get the critters out of your garden, get them to stop eating your crops.
Right. Yeah, the morality part, you know, really is supposed to, you know, kids look up to their parents for that. You know, they may disagree with their parents early on with their attitude about morality, but later on, they actually pick it up. You know, they actually accept it, and they say, you know what, my parents were right. They were always right, you know, even though I rejected it, you know, early on.
Okay.
You know, let's not blame the guns, because next they're going to come after my steak knife, and I'm not going to be able to eat my dinner.
Oh, that's definitely is going to be, you know, after the guns, they'll outlaw swords. They want us completely disarmed so that we will do what we are told to do.
Exactly. You know.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Okay,
and the
you,
phone
Mike.
Lines are. All right. Thank you. Phone lines are now open. Rather interestingly, according to Stuart Varney, there is no penalty for illegals voting in California. Illegal immigrants they're not technically allowed to vote, but if they're caught voting, nothing happens to them. And so the illegals flood into this country, and they are promised that if you vote Democratic, we're going to take away stuff from the people who actually live here and give it to you. as long as you vote Democratic. And the illegal immigrants will go, see. Let's take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
I agree with the previous caller about the individual is the one that's responsible, but I have to disagree with him because it is society. It's the pharmaceutical companies. It's all the above, Mike. It's all the above. People don't understand. Cavemen were killing each other. It's human nature, but something's gone wrong. You know, can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these few words.
Worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, take it away.
Yeah, like I was saying, Mike, it's all the above. It's the culture. Bad parenting comes from the culture, basically, in the long run. You know, this society is not the same as it used to be because the culture is changing. It's getting worse. You know, I used to work at a video game store and people, little 6-year-old kids used to come in for Grand Theft Auto, and I would turn them away, and the parents would come in and get them the game. And even after you explained to the parents, they still would buy the game. So that tells you, you know, what the problem is. It's just human nature is getting worse, Mike. I mean, I don't know how movies, video games, and I'm a gamer, but everything has to do with it. Not a gun is an inanimate object, you know. A gun doesn't do anything. It sits there in a gun cabinet. If you have a violent movie showing prostitutes getting shot in the head and video games, Grand Theft Auto or this or that, yeah, it's a game, but that's more of a... I think that's worse than, like, a gun sitting in a gun rack. I mean, you know?
It is desensitizing people to this kind of behavior. And, of course, the thinking in Hollywood is it's a vicarious thrill. The audience isn't really shooting people. They're not really stealing cars. But the audience comes out of these movies and TV shows sort of used to the idea that this could be an acceptable way to behave. That was certainly something that we didn't have this saturation of violence again when I was growing up. Of course, we only had like 2 TV channels we could receive in the town I grew up in. And but yeah, it has become a very violent pop culture, and that is going to have a desensitizing effect on people, especially if the other side of the equation isn't being shown, which is the suffering and the pain caused by shootings and crime and so forth. I mean, Grand Theft Auto makes stealing cars look like fun. Being on the other end of that equation, I can tell you it's been very traumatic. And it puts us through a great deal of difficulty having to get a newer car right now. And maybe if people were being exposed to more of that, they would understand that this other behavior really isn't all that acceptable. But again, this is getting away from the idea that this whole shooting in Parkland was another staged event to push that gun grabber agenda.
Oh, yeah. And Mike, and remember that movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
I loved it.
Yes. But you can be a great law-abiding citizen, Mr. Clean, this or that, and then one day you just pop off. So you don't, background checks, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think popping off was a good description. Michael Douglas just did a fabulous job in that film. In fact, I think it was just on cable recently. But it was basically about a guy who's trying to be law-abiding. He's trying to play by the rules. And the society around him just keeps crushing him down and crushing him down and crushing him down. And we all have a breaking point. Let's be honest. We all have a breaking point at which we're just ready to go postal. That's what this movie is really documenting, that even the best of us can reach a point where we just snap. And all of a sudden, we're shocked to discover we're now the bad guy.
Especially when the hamburger's 10 times smaller what you get, you know?
Well, that's not enough to put me over the edge here. But, again, there is so much pressure.
That was in the movie.
Yeah, there was so much pressure on the American people right now. High prices, high taxes, shortages everywhere. Poorly made products wearing out very, very quickly, and people just really, they're all on edge. They can see this world war coming, and there is probably a danger element there, and that may in fact be the reason for this last-ditch, sudden, hard sell that we have to disarm the American people. Dustin, I'm going to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We have another call waiting on the other side of these few words.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Yeah. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.